VA3HRY, VA3HRY, VA3IFC.
Hey, good afternoon, Paul. How's it going over there, VA3HRY?
Everything's okay in Iridia, I guess. It's always as okay as it can be. I don't know. Forecast heavy, heavy rain, but it hasn't started yet, so I don't know. Anyway, it's good to hear you. How are you?
Yeah, everything's good over here. In fact, Doppler showed some thunderstorms coming our way. I could hear rolling thunder far away, and as it got closer, it disappeared, and a lot of it went south, and most of it disappeared over us. So we got a light spring shower, if I can say that, and that's about it. So it was all good here.
I often think wherever they have the weather forecasting office, they should put windows in the walls so they can look out and see what they're talking about. Anyway, it's all good. Emil sent me a picture of a kite up in the tree, and he's trying to get it out today. I've been off the air for a bit, so I don't know. I wonder, if you talked to him, did he get his kite? Go ahead, Henry.
VA3HRY returning. I probably got the same picture. And it's probably still up there. I haven't heard anything new, any latest updates. So it's probably still up there. You know, that tree doesn't look very climbable, but I think that's probably the only way they're going to get that kite down. They're going to have to get somebody to get some kind of climbing experience and to get up there, because it's not coming down any other way, unfortunately. No, I've been off the air for most of the morning, and I just connected to the hub about an hour ago. I've been playing for the Myers X. My friend here in town with a node has been having some issues, so he always appreciates when I'm on this end, and we can figure things out from his end, kind of thing. And I think it's okay. I think everything's okay. I was able to connect to repeaters and rooms with no problem. But I don't know. He's a stickler for perfection, and I really don't think there's anything wrong with the node right now. I think it's working just fine, but hopefully we'll see in the future. I like Wires X. I'm not very often on it, but I absolutely like Wires X. So back to you, Paul, the A3HR.
Yeah, well, that's all fine business. It's good of you to help him. It's often a benefit to have somebody on the other end, so you can try A, B, and C and see if it works. 1, 2, 3, A, B, C. Yeah, nice to have somebody that you can count on the other side of the coin, so to speak. And yeah, I hope whatever happens with Emil, I hope he doesn't hurt himself. I worry about that guy, you know. He's a good guy and he's lots of enthusiasm, and I just hope he doesn't try and climb that tree and fall out or hurt himself. It's a wonderful project, but it's not worth the personal injury. So I wish I was a little closer. I wish I was in Windsor, and I wish I was in Halifax, and I wish I was in Saskatoon, and I wish I was in Kenora. I wish I was a lot of places I'm not. You understand that concept, Henry?
Oh, yeah, I hear you. Many times I wish I was on a beach of Madagascar. I'm not sure that's what you're talking about, right? Yeah. No, I understand. And, you know, Emil, he's got a lot of common sense. He won't do anything to hurt himself. I'm sure he knows his limits. As we get older, we understand we have limits. And I know that if I was there, I wouldn't be able to climb, but there would be something that I could contribute, I'm sure. And we would get that thing down. But I think it's going to take more than one or two people to get it down.
Yeah, I don't know. I did a lot of strange things in my past, but I put up a pole line and used them. Are you familiar with a switch stick? Hydra uses them to pull a switch on a line. You know, instead of climbing the pole and all that, they just have a long switch stick. And I wonder if that would work. I wonder if Emil knows anybody in the local PUC that could lend him a switch stick. I don't know if it'd be high enough, but if you get up part way, I don't know. You kind of think of all the ways you could help, right? All the advice you can give, all the things you could do. A switch stick, it can be 40 feet or almost 35 feet anyway. Just a thought, but I don't know. Anyway, you understand what I'm trying to say. You got a friend or a brother that's looking for trying to get a project done. You want to reach out and help any way you can. That's the bottom line, Henry.
VA 321 returning. No, I hear you, and that's a great idea. In fact, I just got another idea. What about a branch trimmer? You know, one of those long poles that have a pair of heavy-duty scissors on the end, and you activate it with a rope to trim branches. What do you think? Yeah, I don't know how long they come. I've only used one in my life, believe it or not, and that was only maybe 15 feet. I think Emil says that kite is up like 25 feet, so I don't know if they make those poles long enough. If you could rent one, I don't know. And if you really want to cut branches off the tree, I don't know if it's his tree or somebody's tree that you might need permission to do something like that. What do you think, Paul?
Well, interesting you say that, because I have one of those telescoping branch trimmers, what do you call them? I have one. That's what made me think about the switch stick. Telescoping, and ours goes up to about 20 feet, 20, 25 maybe, but 20 for sure. That's what made me think of the switch stick, because they're longer. Great idea. So next time you're talking, maybe suggest that, Henry.
And the same goes for you. If you talk to Emil before I do, and suggest both sides, he might be able to get a hold of one of those, maybe get permission if it's not his tree, that kind of thing, and be able to cut a branch or anything to get that kite to a lower level. That might even help. It may not bring it down all the way, but from 25 to 15 feet, it would help, you know, and could come up with something else. Paul, I got to go. My laundry in the dryer is done, and I got to get to the next step. VE3IFC, VH Radio Hawaii. Thanks for giving me the call, Paul. Always good talking to you, my friend.
Business, Henry. Thank you for taking the time. It's always good when we connect, that's for sure. Have a good afternoon, and we'll talk soon. And thanks again for being there. You're a brother in the true sense. VE3, India, Foxtrot, Charlie, clear.
IFC, VA4, CJP.
Well, that's a nice surprise. That sounds like a Colin. How are you, Colin?